Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Hello, Jill. Good morning, everyone. It's Jill and Kim with One Harmonic Whole. Today's message is about those appointments that either you need to make and you're just not making them, or that person in your life that you know needs to make that appointment, if for whatever reason they just won't do it, and it's something that's super beneficial to them. I like, just call, just make the appointment. And you're like, do you step in or do you not step in? Do you make the appointment for
Right.
them or do not? Oh.
Isn't that the key question? Like, when is, when we step in, when are we, being like overbearing, too much caretaking, if you will? And when we don't step in, sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm being a mean person. I'm not doing this thing that would be helpful.
Yep. Yeah. Jill and I both have somebody in our life right now that just,
Yeah.
they need appointments.
Make the appointments. Like all these reasons. Some of those reasons are shared, but just like reading the energy of it, feeling into the energy of it, you can really feel that like block energy, like throwing up some shade, like I'm not gonna do this. Like, why not? It's good for you. And that's not even, none of those words were used. It's just totally like, what's going on?
So it begs the question as why do they really hesitate to do something that's really good for themselves? And this goes now to even ourselves. What stops us from really doing something that you know could be really beneficial to you? Why do we stop ourselves? Is it the fear? Is it the like hearing something that you already know about yourself, but you just don't want to actually hear it. You don't want it to be seen or heard, but you know it. Like, what is that piece or hearing truth? Sometimes hearing the truth is very nerve-wracking. It can, in the past, if you heard some truth that was very anxiety-ridden to you, yeah, it can fuel up some anxiety. But right now, right now, the energy is like it's okay. There's no more like anxiety. There's no more fear with truth or hearing something. It just is. It's okay. You're not going to feel the anxiety. You're not going to feel the pain. You're not going to feel the ick. My stomach just started
Right.
hurting. Oh.
You are clearing out a lot of energy for people right now, Kim. And so anyone who's listening or any loved one that you have in your life that needs this energy clearing, tap into it, because that all those words you use, like, the anxiety, the feeling words that you just used
Yeah.
that are not the feeling words we like as humans, they really point to the unknown. It's like this deep-seated fear of the unknown. Like, if I make this appointment, if I go do this thing, whether the unknown is like, how am I going to pay for it? Or maybe the unknown is, what if it doesn't work? Or can I trust that provider? Because you don't know the person that well, don't have an existing relationship, say, so it's a new thing that came up, a new appointment, and someone's just not sure if they should trust them. Like, those things do come out of the unknown. But what I'm hearing you say, Kim, is like, then we spin into all these other emotions around it, anxiety being a big one. And that those become the energies that stop us and block us from doing this thing that's good for us. But none of that is actually real. We just spun all that as a story in our head. I mean, it feels real because we're experiencing it and we're thinking it, but in that moment, we can also shift to, you know what? I'm going to make the call, set the appointment, and see how this goes.
And there's something about when you do it for yourself, instead of doing it for somebody else, but when you do it for yourself, there's empowerment by it. There's more releasing of whatever is stuck in your body. Whatever the reason why you need to go to them is actually going to become more clear when you make the appointment yourself. Or if you need some help, absolutely. But you're asking that other person to help you make the appointment. There's a difference if you're just waiting for somebody to make the appointment for you versus you coming up saying, yes, I need help. Can you please help me? Absolutely. There's ownership with that.
Yeah, there's choice. There's choice. There's empowerment. It's very powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
That's the vibration that is coming through today. It's like, we don't have to be scared and nervous. Like if you're struggling to make the appointment, maybe you're an elderly person. And you just can't deal with the technology that a lot of places have nowadays.
Yeah.
Just ask. Ask for help. You know you need the appointment. It needs to get done today.
Yeah, and if it's not an appointment, if so, you know, it's some of you listening going, what are they talking about with an appointment? That doesn't, you know, I take it, it's making a choice or in a decision to do something that you know is needed. That's really the, you know, underlying theme, if you will. The subject that we're using right now is appointments because it's also going to come up, but, you know, it could be something else that's not an appointment. It could be any other choice you need to make in your life, a choice to change your diet, to eliminate one food that you know you love, but just causes problems in your body or whatever. You know, today's the time to make that choice.
There's something about the vibration today. It is a full moon for us today, too.
Yeah, it is.
So using that full moon energy is like that little extra push, that little extra bit of confidence that you need to get through and be like, man, I did that. Be proud of yourself for actually making that choice, that decision, that phone call, whatever it is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You realize like, oh, my gosh, I just created so much more anxiety in my body than what really was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It is. It brings relief. It brings, it's a beautiful vibration. I invite people to feel it. Even if you haven't made the choice yet, just tune in and just feel there's a very beautiful, calm vibration from this. Empowered. It's not power over. It's just this feeling of like, oh, wow. It's hard to put it into words. Tune in and just experience it for yourself. That's my suggestion. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.